Dr. Yanez, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Erin. That's quite the mouthful, huh?
You know, I'm just stumbling this morning. I don't know what. Maybe I haven't had enough caffeine.
Oh, well. Chew, what are we talking about today?
Oh, my seasonal allergies. And maybe I'll blame it on allergies. My allergies are just raging right now.
I just came back from greater Washington, D.C. area 2 days ago, and there was a yellow coat of pollen dust over everything.
Oh, my goodness.
It was so intense. And so I was thinking, I'm like, okay, I've got to think, what am I going to do for myself? Oh, yeah, we're talking about allergies. This is very timely. but, yes, there was this big coating of yellow pollen everywhere, and you could just feel it in your throat. You felt it in your nose. And this is the season here in California. We've got lots of things blooming right now, grasses, trees. You name it, and so folks are struggling.
So how do you, because, you know, for me, I get the seasonal allergies. I'm allergic to the pollens and things, and the times where I have lived in areas where they get a lot more rain and therefore a lot more flowers, I'm miserable. I love the flowers. They're beautiful, but I can't breathe. So how do you protect yourself?
Okay, well, it's a little complicated, and it's going to depend a bit on what you're allergic to. But allergies are this thing of total load. And so the more you're exposed to and for how longer time, for the amount of time, really is going to indicate your body's response. Because over time, your body recognizes, what is an allergy? It's basically, here's something in my environment, whether it's food or something in the air, that your body is seeing as something to attack. And so it mounts an inflammatory response. That inflammatory response is your red itchy eyes, your runny nose, your itchy skin, your constricted airways. All of that is part of the body's ability to protect itself from something it sees as no good. So what do? Well, you limit the things that your body sees as no good to the best of your ability. Now, you can change what you eat. You can increase your water. You can't stop breathing, though.
No, you can't.
So that's the tricky part. It's like, well, you really can't, like, just hold your breath until allergy season is over. And so what are some other options? Well, there are nasal rinses that you can do. So, I definitely tell people with allergies, if you stay indoors during that high pollen time, which is about 10 to 4. So pollen is highest during the hottest part of the day. And that heat and that dust and wind mobilize pollen. So stay inside if you can during that high pollen time, number one. Number two, if you have been outside and you come back home, take a shower. Wash it out of your hair. Wash it out of your nose and nasal passages. Do not just go straight into bed, because guess what you're doing? You're taking all that pollen that was on your body, and where are you putting it?
Oh, in your sheets.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay.
And then what are you doing? You're rolling around in it all night.
Yes, and wheezing and probably snoring.
Yes. So what I would, I always tell folks, like, if you are really sensitive, take a shower, wash off before you, like, when you come back home. Rinse it out of your nose, rinse it out of your hair and your clothes, change your clothes, because that pollen is in there. So, it would be like if you're allergic to cats and you go to somebody's house who has cats, what do? You're going to take that clothing off, you're going to wash up. So, the same thing is true with these seasonal allergies. Remove your shoes. Do not wear shoes in the home.
You know, so many cultures take their shoes off when they enter a home or a business. That's just what you do. Germans, for example, they would never dream of walking around somebody's home, including their own, with their shoes on. But here, we don't think twice about it.
Yeah, and what are you doing? You're tracking in all of the pollen, everything that you've walked through your home.
So, I'm looking at, there's an article about seasonal allergies on the AANMC.org website, which is great. There's always great blog posts. And the one thing that on here that really surprised me was the apple cider vinegar.
So, there are a number of natural therapies that can be used to help manage inflammation, help to balance your digestive system. All of those, I think probably the most studied ones are going to be turmeric, curcumin, ginger, butterbur has some research out there. You know, the research is still developing on a lot of these supplements, but there are a number of different ways that you can help manage and mitigate some of that inflammation that's happening in your body. But, you know, honestly, the number one rule with allergies is to avoid. So, you know, like I said, if you can avoid those allergies in the first place, aside from not breathing, lower load by avoiding foods that you may be sensitive to. So dairy, citrus, gluten, wheat can be some of the higher offending foods for a lot of people. And, you know, keep your body as clean and functioning well. Keep your organs of elimination going. That's pee and poop and sweat. And so, you know, if you can continue to eliminate and use your body's natural eliminatory processes to get whatever stuff is out of you, that is really kind of the root of naturopathic approach. A good air filter in your home is also really, really vital. Vacuuming with a HEPA filter can help, you know, if any of that pollen has come inside, making sure that you're cleaning your home environment, changing your sheets regularly, you know, all of those things to just keep your house as clean and clear of the pollen as you can. But yeah, I sleep with an air filter going on in my bedroom 24/7.
Yeah, we just changed the filter in our HVAC system this weekend. And first of all, it made the air conditioner work better, you know, more efficiently. But yeah, stuff gets captured in that filter that you need to get out of the house.
Well, and even, you know, folks who are sensitive, I recommend even additional air filters and air purifiers for them that pull out a bit more than just your home HVAC system was.
So there's a supplement on here that I've never heard of. Quercetin or quercetin? What is that?
So quercetin is a supplement that has anti-inflammatory properties, and it can be useful, oftentimes taken with vitamin C, to decrease and mitigate the inflammatory response that's associated with allergies. There have been a number of studies demonstrating, both in humans and in animals, demonstrating mitigation of the inflammatory process, and so it's one of those things, again, you know, when used in concert with other anti-inflammatory herbs like turmeric and ginger that may be helpful for some people in managing the immune response that's associated with allergies.
So back to the apple cider vinegar, which I found that very interesting. If you drink it 3 times a day, you can clean out your lymphatic system. Will you feel, you know, when you go and get a really deep tissue massage and they focus on, you know, the lymphatic system, you might feel ill for the next couple of days until all that stuff is cleared out. Is that true with the apple cider vinegar?
You know, I am not up on the current research and literature on ACV. I know that there are a lot of pros and cons to using apple cider vinegar. Some folks swear by a little bit in the morning with some water and really just kind of setting the tone for their system, setting the tone for the digestive tract and stimulating digestive juices to start flowing so that it improves the overall digestion for you during the course of the day. But again, I think, you know, each one of these is going to be individual. There are going to be some folks who need things, and so none of this is a substitute for talking to your doctor and finding out, you know, what is right in your system and in your condition.
So you all have an event coming up on May 15th, and I'm totally putting you on the spot, but it's listed on your AANMC website titled, Is It My Hormones Combating PMS and Irregular Periods Naturally? It's a webinar. Can you talk about that?
I sure can. So every month we host a webinar series on all different types of topics. I think we covered the virtual fair that we had last month. But this month we've got Dr. Ellen Lewis, who's going to be talking about women's health. And, you know, I think many folks kind of suffer in silence. They think PMS and irritability and bloating and pain with their periods is a normal thing. And, you know, there are a lot of things that you can do naturally to manage your hormones and to really mitigate some of the issues that folks can have with their menstrual cycle. She'll be talking a little bit about fertility, but mostly about the hormonal management of, you know, the monthly cycle.
So that is on May 15th, and it's 12 to 1 Eastern time, which would mean 9 to 10 Pacific time. Now, will it be available in all of your webinars? Are they available in archive form if you can't be there for the webinar?
We record all of our webinars. So there is an archive for all of our past webinars, and I always tell folks, you know, it's a really great repository. We have topics spanning everything from diabetes to depression. And I think that, you know, it's really a great resource. We have naturopathic doctors, faculty from our naturopathic schools, all talking about all different types of topics. And so it's a great place if you're just starting to figure out, you know, the natural health industry and, you know, what is this about? How does naturopathic doctors work with patients? What do they do? So it's a really great resource that we have available for people to understand, you know, some of the basics. All of our doctors will cover a case and how that case was managed with that disease, with naturopathic medicine. And they'll also usually give some tips to folks who are considering this as a career.
Wonderful. Well, as always, this has been a treat. How do people get a hold of you, follow you? Are you on social media, et cetera?
We are everywhere. So, sometimes to my dismay, because it's a lot to manage, but aanmc.org. Is our website. You can find a whole lot of stuff there and all the social media handles that we're available on, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, etc.
Well, Dr. Joanne Yanez, thank you so much for joining us. We look forward to our next conversation.
Awesome. Thank you and have a great day.
Thank you too. So now it's time for a break. I'm Erin Brinker.
And I'm Tobin Brinker.
We'll be right back.